another person's shoes, particularly when you don't know why they were left empty. Janet slowed her car as she approached the prison's outer gate. A drumbeat of rain played on the roof. She had taken John Helkin's job without asking why he'd left. It seemed too obvious to ask. But now, on her second day at Her Majesty's prison, Halvergate, his absence felt like a shadow. The outline of a man, with all the rest left blank. Through the bars of water on her windscreen, the wavering figure of a security guard took shape. She hurried to get her ID card up to the window so he didn't have to wait. "Dr. Janet Palmer," she said, raising her voice over the rain's heavy tattoo. Water dripped onto her knees. The guard took her temporary pass and peered at it. Underneath his hood, the man's nose was red from the cold, his skin cracked and peeling. "Just temporary, then?" he asked, turning the card over in his wet fingers. Janet smiled. "Well, hopefully only the pass, not me." The guard said nothing and drew back, his face no longer visible above the line of glass. He handed Janet her ID back through the window, then turned and disappeared into his cubbyhole. Janet stared after him as the barrier rose. He didn't look at her as she passed through. She drove beyond the disused outbuildings of what had once been RAF Braden, before turning into the former airfield. Its wide expanse stretched out in an official no-man's land, unused by the prison and unleased by the government. Massive grey clouds spread overhead like a blanket hung on a low ceiling. Janet imagined the sky's vastness must once have given a sense of freedom to the airmen who could take to it and escape, but it gave her the opposite feeling. It was oppressive, making her feel exposed, watched from all sides. In the distance, the crumbling control tower brought home the silence. It had been made clear to her that she was inheriting a department in disarray, but still, she had a feeling HMP Halvergate would plumb new depths of chaos, even for Her Majesty's beleaguered prison service. She drew her shoulders back against the seat, gripping the wheel. There was no point worrying now. Being the sole psychologist in charge had been part of the job's attraction, the promotion she had been waiting for. A row of cars nestled against the outer perimeter fence, sheltering from the rain driving across the barren airfield. Janet parked alongside them and scurried into the cover of the gate lodge, a breeze-blocked cube with the Queen's insignia above the door. Water pooled beneath her feet on the concrete floor. Behind a wall of glass sat an unfamiliar prison officer. He gestured for her to come over to the desk where he sat, boxed in. Janet held up her ID. "It's my second day," she said, speaking loudly so he could hear. "I think I'm picking the keys up this morning, if you have them." In answer, he nodded towards the glass door to his left, which slid open with a thud. Janet headed in, hearing the gate buzz shut behind her. For a moment she stood, sealed into the small space, waiting for the next gate to open. She never liked this time in the prison's fish tank, muffled between doors as if passing from one world to the next. She glanced over to the officer and was surprised to see he was watching her through the glass without making a move to let her through. She stared back, her cheeks getting hotter, until he pushed the button and the door in front of her buzzed open. Feeling irritated, she headed over to the key hatch, pushing her tally, number 268, through the slot. In return, the officer slid through a set of three keys. It was her passport to Halvergate. Janet held them so tightly the metal dug into her fingers. The officer, a heavy man in his late 40s with a tobacco-stained moustache, leaned forwards against the glass.
"When you get to the VP wing, wait for Terry. He's coming to meet you."
"Thanks," said Janet. She left the lodge and walked across the sterile area, a tarmac square surrounded by high fences and barbed wire, like a giant cattle pen.